Hello.
I'm just hanging with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another podcast. Guys Being Dudes here again, brought to you by Anthony and Donovan.
Hello.
Today we got a special guest, our number one fan, A1 from day one, Rich. How you been, brother?
Great, man.
Hell yeah. It's glad to have you on the show, finally.
Feels down great, here, man. Down feels here. Like the chosen one.
Well, down here visiting from the good old Maryland.
Maryland.
So hopefully we'll have him back on... in future episodes as well. Anyways, what's new, fellas?
Not a whole lot. We hung out Friday night?
Yeah, we had the homies housewarming party, housewarming barbecue. It was pretty chill.
Yeah. Oh man, excuse me. Tired.
Tired.
Yeah.
You didn't get to sleep in?
Bitches be like,
I'm tired.
I'm tired. Jamie, pull that up. While we look for that.
Bertrand.
Yeah, Bertrand. Oh, man.
Sorry, what's up with you guys? What's up?
We went to a Thai night market last night.
A night market?
Yeah, during the day.
What? How does that work?
It started like late afternoon, like 4 or 5-ish.
Okay. Would you guys cop anything?
Yeah, we basic bitched out. We just got some like Thai tea, pad Thai. We had some other stuff too. For the most part, though, I wasn't impressed with the food. I was like, man, you know, I spent like $30 on shit, and I was like, I didn't really enjoy any of this.
Yeah.
There's only a couple things that we enjoy, like the crispy curried shrimp. Yeah, that was fire.
I also enjoyed the papaya salad. The
papaya salad, yeah. Yo, man, you left your food outside, man. I put that bitch in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Shaking my head.
Smuh. Found it.
Like... I'm tired. There
we go. So.
Now, this is epic.
Welcome to the segment where we just go around our soundboard.
Oh, shit.
Oh, whoa. Two at once?
No.
Oh, you know how last episode, you know, someone told us we weren't funny?
That was or like we stopped two being ago. Funny. Yeah.
I was thinking we could kind of do like a nod. This is a nod to Norm MacDonald, but on his podcast, he used to do this thing called jokes.
What do you mean?
Like, he would literally, like, have him and his guests, like, just read jokes from a card.
Okay.
So I was thinking we could do something like that. Or I just, you know, one of us would just read a joke and then like, all right, that's us being funny. You
know? Yeah. Yo, he texted me because he listens to the podcast. He's like, hey, don't call me out like that, man.
Here we go. Here's a joke, folks. If your idiot friend is addicted to pain pills, he's an oxymoron.
Oh, my God. Dude, you texted that to the group chat, read it out to Rich. He's like, oh. I could see the disappointment on his face. Like...
I could do the She-Hulk one.
Which one is that? Oh, no.
But you got to imagine. I wish I could do a good Rodney Dangerfield, because that's who I was envisioning reading that joke.
Like the dude that used to read like the early 2000s trailers?
No, that was the, you know, no, that was the first one. And now she's angry. That was the, yeah. No, I was thinking of the She-Hulk.
You'll like her when she's angry.
You won't
like,
yeah. Hey, buddy, there it is. She-Hulk, what's that a movie where a woman turns into a monster when she gets angry? Hey, that's nothing new, pal. Buddy, you want to see a real monster when she's angry? You should see my wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That'd be like something Ronnie Dangerfield would do. Thank you. Anyway, that was being funny. Brought to you by Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes. Keep your cock numb.
Dude, you know that shit's such a fucking scam?
Dude, what?
Yeah, Dude Wipes.
I don't honestly know what they are.
It's just like wet wipes for your ass, but for guys.
Oh, no. What's the one where... they're like sex-enhancing wipes, and they like make your wiener numb.
Dude, I have no fucking idea.
Oh, okay.
But wouldn't that make your hand numb, too?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, yeah. They put the numbing agent on both sides of the.
I mean, I'm pretty sure wipe. It's just like a wipe. Yeah, it's just like soak, like a Clorox wipe.
The but then Clorox wipe's just full of numbing agent.
Yeah, what if you get like sweaty later and you're just like, and you're like, I can't feel my forehead. You know what I mean?
I can't feel anything, bro. Yeah.
No, but like, Dude Wipes, dude, man, they're like, man, I gotta pull up the pricing, but like,
they just. Oh, instead of, like, pink tax, it's the blue tax.
So you
can be manly.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. Kirkland sells, like, a fucking big-ass pack for, like, $13-15. Mm. But then Dude Wipes, you get, like, one little bag.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling up right now, man. It's, like, they're, like, $20-something, I think.
Yeah, fuck Dude Wipes. Unless they want to sponsor the pod. Oh, I'm thinking of Roman Swipes. That's what I'm thinking of. You know the brand Roman? They're, like, male wellness and...
Okay. Yeah, so they sell like a 6 pack of 288
mm-hmm.
for like almost $20. It's like $18.
Wow. Yeah, fuck that. Unless they want to sponsor the pod, then you know.
Then you can buy like baby wipes for like half the price.
I'm not a baby, dude. I'm a
bro,
dude.
It's the same exact shit.
I'm a dude, bro.
It's the same exact shit.
No. That clearly says baby wipes.
Oh my god.
And I'm a dude who needs wet wipes.
It doesn't make any sense.
The male marketing.
It's a scam. I mean, like, anything targeted gender specifically.
Total scam.
Yeah, it's a total scam.
Oh, yeah, the pink tax.
Yeah, the pink tax been around forever, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's
that? Pink tax, like, anything that's a girl product, like, you can buy, like, a men's razor. Right?
Yeah.
The same exact shit, basically, as a woman's razor, mm-hmm. but the woman's razor is going to be, like, $4 or $5 more.
And the men's one typically shaves better.
And the, yeah.
Or, like, or they'll have more blade options.
It's more comfortable to shave with.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Like, you never seen, like, a girl's razor, that little plastic pink thing?
Like, the pink Bic.
Yeah, and then, but then you see, like, a men's razor. That shit looked like a fucking, like, you know, like a Corvette.
I'm a man who needs to shave.
It's like the Corvette of razors. You know what I mean? Like, those right. Gillette, like, fucking six-blade razor. Yeah.
Are you
like,
a man that needs to shave? Are you not a little bitch boy? Use Gillette.
Damn it! I was trying to make like a
Gillette 5-blade
Bane joke, but I couldn't think of anything off the
top. Arr, you are merely born into the pink tax, Batman. I was molded by it. I didn't see a Gillette 5-blade until I was a man.
Damn it!
And even then, it scared me. I've been using the big pink razor my whole life, fucking up my face because it only has 2 blades, Batman.
That's why I wear this mask.
That's why I have to wear this mask. Don't even ask how Joker got his scars.
Yeah.
He tried to use a straight razor without anyone teaching him.
You want to know how I got these scars, Batman? They didn't have the Gillette 5 blade. I had to use a single straight razor. No, hold up. My father was a man. And one day he ran out of Gillette 5 blades. Mommy went to get the big pink razor. He didn't like that one bit. Joker. We don't have to do the pink tax, Joker. But Batman, how do we know who's a man and who's a woman?
No, that's more Bane. That's kind of like in the middle of Bane and Joker. But yeah, you get the idea.
But when philosophies collide.
Like, fuck, from Rick and Morty. Abraham Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Aberdolf Linkler.
Yeah, that's it.
Aberdolf Linkler.
He's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Your ideologies are confusing. Yeah. It's fucking hot
in the DMV.
Holy shit, boys. Dude. You know it got like 95 last night?
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
Yeah, dude, I was in it. I was in the mix yesterday outside.
I was chilling yesterday. Like, yeah. You know, even though it was like 95 degrees, it was like, fuck, it's hot.
Yeah.
But I didn't start sweating bullets till I took a bite of papaya salad because that bitch was so fucking spicy. And then, like, dude, my head was soaked. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Help.
Those Thai chili peppers don't fuck around.
Mm.
Those bird's eye chilies, man. Fuck.
Where was the day night market at?
Annandale.
Okay.
Yeah. It was,
by.
I think you take Columbia Pike a little further. It's like on the right. It was like behind some, like, rec center room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
It was a small thing. It was like, what, maybe like 10, 12 stands.
Gotcha.
So it was a little, it was like a little tiny one.
Cool.
What?
A donut? Like you just go in circles?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Smart. It was all right, man. Smart. I had the pad thai. Disappointed.
That's the safest white guy order you can get.
And they still fucked
the Thai restaurant. Curry, too spicy. Give me the pad thai. Mild, please. You know?
Yo, they were selling empanadas there. It was like a little, I guess somehow they signed up for the event and they got a stand for their empanadas.
Nice.
The filling, yeah. Really good. The bread, left much to be desired, in my opinion.
Empanadas, native to Thailand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of it like a Latino calzone. I'm sure somebody's going to crucify me for that.
The Latino calzone.
I'm going to get
fusion
crucified.
Food. Dude,
is this fusion? Oh, my God.
Bro, I did not like the olive in the middle. That shit was gross.
Man, I know you don't like, man, I don't know.
Wait, an olive in like a fried?
Yeah, yeah. So empanadas, they usually have like an olive in there.
Oh, I didn't know
Or like
that.
Half olive. Something. There's like an olive thing in the middle. I like olives.
Speaking of like, I do like olives.
See?
And this makes me think of the Giant Grocer's Greek salad.
Yeah.
It has jalapenos in it, which is a nice little mix. But like, you know, I'm thinking it's like jalapenos aren't native to Greece, you know? So is it really a Greek salad or what do we got, folks?
Are they not?
I don't know. It's jalapeno, bro. I don't know.
Do Greeks have like an equivalent, but like jalapenos are just cheaper, so they use that? You know what I mean?
I think we're overthinking it. I'm just.
I don't think we are.
Let's dive in, folks. Ooh, I'm about to dive in. Maybe we get Trey Songz to actually do that for us, folks.
Oh, man.
Low energy. Here we go.
Ooh, I'm about to dive in.
Yeah, so.
There we go. Thank you, Trey.
Google says Greeks don't eat spicy foods.
Shocking. Interesting.
Huh.
Huh.
Oh, so they come at it with like a kind of like a Japanese approach to food where they focus more on the natural flavors and enhance those rather than like covering it with spices.
That umami flavor.
Exactly.
I wonder what the Greek translation to umami would be. How many letters that would be.
Of what?
If you were to, you know, take umami, plug it into the Greek alphabet.
I wonder how umami is five letters, so five letters.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, dude. Don't know, don't care. Someone do that for us. Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, if you're a real fan, translate it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So, I'm sorry. Can I get something to drink? My fucking mouth is dry.
Yeah. What? Yeah, you can go. You know where they are?
Yeah, they're upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but like, oh my God. So like, this is kind of fucked up, but I guess dirty secret. So back when I worked at this one restaurant, basically, I'm just going to play the Kill Bill sign until you get back. Do you suck with money?
I know I do.
Do you feel stressed out about your finances?
I'm stressed all the time, baby.
Our friend Andrew Thill is the best podcast for you.
Cog of the Walk.
Learn about his path to debt freedom. By following along, you'll learn how to budget, get debt out of your life, and win with your money.
He has cash flow to wedding, word, paid off his car, word, and is nearing in paying off his student loans. Oh, hell motherfucking yeah. $55,000 in just over 2 years.
Goddamn 2 years?
Two. Count them. One, two.
Two.
Mic check. One, two, three. He's crushing it, and so can you, bitch. Search Becoming Debt-Free with Andrew T. today to hear his journey to financial wellness.
Cue the air horns.
Financial wellness. You too can achieve it, bitch.
Have you seen all of the... Dude, is that your Coke in there? Yeah. Bro, I was looking at it. I was like, who the fuck left a Coke in the fridge? I don't know if it's... Is it still fizzy?
Yeah.
Wow.
McDonald's Coke hit different. Dude, the McDonald's by your house... You know, the one on... I guess
the one where you got to go into that weird...
Yeah, fucking sucks, dude.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know. The service there is atrocious, man. Yeah. There's this, like, little small person lady. I don't know what the PC term for it is.
I think I think it's little person.
Yeah, well, she's very angry. She fucking, like, one time I rolled up at, like, 11 at night, and I'm like... Hey, you think you can make the nuggets fresh? And she's like, we always make them fresh. I was like, okay, that's not, okay.
Damn.
You know, she's like, and then she's like trying to explain. I don't know, man. She just had like, she's like, she just has a really short temper. Oh my God, that's a pun.
Same thing.
Damn it.
No, but like.
Same thing. Fuck. This is going to be you pun in the not comments, intended. Bro.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
That's gonna be you in the comments.
Is that Beetlejuice?
No, it's Adrian Broner.
Oh.
Broner?
No. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. The service, there's one dude that I like that works there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, you hook it up with the sauce? He's like, got you, man. I'm like, fuck yeah, you a real one. But I was asked for the Szechuan, and he's like, I think we have it, but I'm not sure, but they never have it.
Morty.
I'm waiting for that. There's a brand new one, like, opening up down the street. It's under renovation right now.
The Mickey D's?
Yeah, So Christine and I are going to convert over there once that one opens. I think it's a little closer, too, by, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. Friday, you know, I went through that drive-thru. Like, it's a drive-thru. It's not going to take that long. It took, like, 20 minutes to get through the drive-thru. They had no regular Coke.
Yep. What is that, a diet?
Yeah, it's a DC.
Ew.
What? What do you mean, ew?
I'm not a fan of diet. It just tastes different.
Like, yeah, it does taste different.
It, like, I don't know, like the sugar or whatever, it like coats my mouth.
Yeah, that the fake sugar.
Yeah,
when it gives you like cancer.
Yeah, not a fan. Yeah. Everything gives you cancer. You can't really.
Yeah, everything does.
Everything gives you cancer.
Yeah, the sun gives you cancer. We get exposed to that daily. I mean, you're supposed to.
But without it, you'll get sad.
Deodorant gives you cancer.
It's true.
It is. That's why
the aluminum,
California. Oh. Any product you buy, like,
yeah, they're like
this product from the state of California is known to give cancer.
Yeah, like you can buy bullets and it will say that.
Dude, I bought a rifle scope and it was like, this product may contain, you know, elements in it that contain cancer from the state of California. I'm like, what the fuck? And then like me as like a first
time. Isotopes from the fucking sun.
Dude, bro. I think I was like 18 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm going to get cancer from this shit? Because like, I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
But now it's just like,
it's a California thing.
I mean, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm just like, you know, I just don't give a fuck anymore. And I'm like kind of ready for the sweet embrace of death.
Sweet embrace. Yeah.
Oh, but going back to my thing about the restaurant earlier. So
yeah.
This is kind of fucked up. I'm not going to say when I did this shit, but there was a lady that would be like, you know, nobody can figure out where I worked at, but. Because I worked at, like, only Asian restaurants. Right. So, basically, this lady's like, hey, you know, it's like...
Hey.
I have, like, an MSG sensitivity.
I'm so sensitive, MSG.
Yeah, she's like, I have a MSG sensitivity, so is there anything on the menu that, like, doesn't have MSG? I'm like, well, ma'am.
Napkins, bitch.
I'm like, well, ma'am. You know, it's like, we don't... add MSG, but there's a lot of natural MSG in a lot of the foods we use. She's like, natural MSG? What's that? I was like, well, MSG, you know, it's like, it's considered like umami, but you can find it like tomatoes and mushrooms and things like that. So as you can see on the menu, there's like a lot of things that we use that have like tomatoes and mushrooms and stuff.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, okay, I see. She's like, well, that's fine. As long as you don't add any extra. Oh, no, dude, we added a shitload of MSG in our fucking food.
Big old scoop. Plop.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Stir it around, let it dissolve.
Yeah, exactly. So, like...
it's you put so much MSG in it, it's, like, saturated at the bottom.
No, so the thing is, like, added MSG, you can definitely taste it.
Right. I'm just...
You know?
I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm having fun. I'm palling around, having a goof.
But, yeah, I mean, like, as fucked up... I mean, in my mind, like, what is what I did fucked up?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But at the same time, you know, it's like the MSG shit.
Yeah.
That's like just some like racist propaganda from like, you remember? Yeah. You know, I feel like we've talked about this before.
Racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Just stop being scared of food. Like you guys, I think gluten sensitivities is a weird thing too. Because, like, we've been fucking, you know, as a human race, we've been eating bread for, like, fucking how long?
Yeah.
No, five ever. And then suddenly, like, you know, within the past, like, well, several decades, suddenly.
I'm going to fumble through this, folks, so stay with me. Like, apparently, like, the way the U.S. farms and produces, like, wheat is totally different from the rest of the world, go figure. I've seen stuff on the internet. It's like you eat bread or pasta from Europe, it doesn't make you bloat as bad as the ones here. And I think that's due to all the...
Is this flour GMO free?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe this influx of gluten intolerance is something
we're reaping
what we're sowing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm just...
Thanks, Biden.
Thanks.
Remember when that joke was going around when Obama was president?
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
And then Obama did that cringy commercial where he's like dipping the cookie, but it doesn't fit in the cup. And he's like, thanks, Obama.
Right. Thanks, Obama.
How's that Diet Coke? Let me take a taste of that, man.
It's a little flat. It's not as...
I mean, not fizzy.
Yeah. It's still got a little bit there. It's got that aspartame or whatever that fucking thing is.
Yeah, I guess if I was desperate. How the fuck do they not have regular Coke?
I don't know, dude. That's a McDonald's staple is Mickey D's Coke, and they didn't have it. And yeah, so I had to settle with a Coke, Diet Coke.
On the bright side, their ice cream machines are working now.
Yeah, I saw someone get a cone in front of me.
Yeah, dude.
I guess that's the give and take. You either have ice cream or Coca-Cola.
So I think there was a, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I read like an article that there was a secret lawsuit that people like banded together and sued McDonald's because the ice cream machines never work.
Yeah.
So now it's not the government intervened. It's like, yo, you got to make sure y'all shit's working.
FDA, show us your ice cream machine. Actually, would that be FDA? Food and Drug. Can you imagine?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. Or can you imagine, like, it's like ATF and DEA just kick down the fucking door to McDonald's? Like, this is a raid. Show us the fucking ice cream machine. Turn it on, goddammit.
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Yeah. That's got to suck. Can you imagine, like, you know, you're working at McDonald's and then...
I used to work at McDonald's.
Oh, dude, terrible. Tell us all the dirty secrets that you're allowed to.
Oh, my God.
Did you sign a non-disclosure or anything?
An NDA.
They watch my family at night.
He's got a gun to his head right now. He's just not allowed to
Ronald
say
McDonald's actually in the corner right now.
Dude, no, like, the way...
I had to check the closet.
You might not spill our secrets.
The way we ran McDonald's was horrendous, man. I'm talking about, like...
You mean every McDonald's?
The famous was DC. Everyone always got a DC.
The diet, yeah. Good old Diet Coke. You see the Wendy's by, like, Florida Ave Union Market got closed down?
No shit.
Yeah, it's gone.
Wonder why. It's probably too many... Robberies.
Maybe.
Dude,
we lost the real one.
Every couple months, man, I would see like fucking five cop cars like posted up outside, lights on, like surrounding the building outside that Wendy's he's talking about.
Really? Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Speaking of cops just posted up, when we left, Sugi and I left your house Friday night to the bridge that has the exit to get back onto the, I think it's Fairfax County Parkway.
Yeah.
There were like three squad cars, all lights on, right? Just right before the exit. And you know, Sugi and I turn our heads to look, and they have no one pulled over.
Yeah.
It's just like six, you know, like six cops hanging out on the bridge at midnight. So we're like, what the, you know?
Yeah. Interesting.
Not really, but it's a, you know, It kills time. It makes a story.
No, man. So, like, I don't know. Christina and I have been seeing like a lot of crime lately.
Crime.
Like, not here locally. Well, yeah, locally. So, like, one time. So, this is Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
And we were picking up some, like, plant pot or whatever for her. And we're stuck in this, like, fucking line, like, deadlock traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And we see in the distance, there's, like, cop cars all around, like, the townhouses and blocking off all the streets into this neighborhood that we're trying to get into.
Right.
And we sit there for, like, a good, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, I wonder what's going on. So I download one of those police scanner apps. So we just start listening in on the radio. And apparently, what I gathered, apparently there was, like, a domestic violence dispute happening at one of the houses in the neighborhood.
Eesh.
And apparently a weapon was discharged. So that's why there was, like, fucking, like, 30, 40 cops, like, posted up directing traffic and everything. Like, they had, like, the helicopters, like, flying over. So they were, like, looking for this dude. And I kept hearing, it's like, so he's not, he didn't go through the underpass and shit like that because they were on the other side of the bridge, too.
He's going to a gray, he's making a move to the gray Honda. I see two people in the gray Honda.
And you're probably like, oh my God, that's ours.
License plate, XYZ, yeah. 123. Ah! Hey.
Get him, boys.
I think we'll just go home. Yeah, no, we ended up cutting our losses. And then, like, you know, like right by the Costco down the street?
Yeah.
Fucking on the bridge. Oh my God. More cops. Another helicopter.
Yeesh.
Like searching for shit. And I'm like, somebody.
What is going on?
I know. I was like, man, I got errands.
What is going on?
I was going to pull up the police scanner again, but I was like, fuck this. I'm not going to listen and try and piece it together. I got shit to do.
Is this your Fairfax County? What is going on? This is not mine. Who's doing this?
Not my county.
That's a very bad Tucker Carlson, but whatever.
Do you know how to use one of these?
Do you know how to use one of these? Passion of the Christ 2. Crucify this.
If you know, you know.
Isn't that shit from Family Guy?
Yeah, it's a Family Guy bit.
I showed him like his first night visiting here. I was like, check this out.
That's geek.
Fuck, you guys want to listen to some Yeet?
Yeet?
Yeah, you know Yeet? No, okay. Donovan's not a real geeker.
What are you talking about, like...
Yeet,
like,
the artist.
Y-E-A-T?
Yeah. Y-G?
No.
Nah. Oh.
My Money Big, My Money Tonka?
He's out. Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of Lucky.
I recognize the song. I don't know who it was by.
Yeet, his name is. He's a... Yeah, Lucky. Yep.
Dude, Lucky's a really good artist.
Do you see that thing on Twitter? He was at a live show and someone, a fan, like...
Tried to touch him or something?
No, they did. They like, rubbed his belly.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, Lucky responded appropriately.
Uh-huh. Did he rub their belly back?
No, he, like, swung on him and, I think, spit at the fan.
No shit!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Something like that, yeah.
She said it responded appropriately.
It's the only way.
Could you imagine? I don't know.
I'm not condoning them, like, touching, like, artists and shit. You know, it's like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, bro, they paid to be here.
Yeah, but you didn't, you know.
I mean, you didn't get paid.
Lucky's a person.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know. No one want, you know, he probably didn't want his lean gut touched or, you know, finessed.
I mean, you don't think, like, female artists get groped?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
You know what I mean?
More often than
male
artists. But. Yeah. Anyway, that's what happened at the Lucky concert. We should do a live pod somewhere, and we should try to get Lucky to open for us.
I promise nobody's going to touch your belly, dog. We got your back.
We got your back. Yeah, I saw there's a theater down in Richmond. It was literally like, call this number for booking. I was like, do we want to book a live show? But
do we have to pay?
Probably.
I'm not paying.
I know. But yeah, it's not free. I'm sure you got to pay an overhead. And then, you know, you make that back by charging ticks. No one's going to fucking pay.
Nobody shows up.
I know. No one's going to fucking pay to
listen to us.
Yeah, why pay for it when you can get it for free, right?
It's like starting a pop-up restaurant and then, like, having nobody show up to buy your food.
It happened. We all got to start somewhere, man. We all got to start somewhere.
Yeah, because usually those, like, if you don't make any money, you still have to, like, do it like a kind of like a down payment.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, like, depending on how much you make, we'll either take 15% off the top.
Right.
Or you pay us, like, X amount.
Right. Have you seen that video? It's like, oh, I got clown juice. It's a...
Yeah. Ordered a Sprite, but they gave me clown juice.
Yeah. Nice. We're getting real use out of the fucking buttons today. Oh, fuck. I saw a cringe anime.
Which one?
Ah, fuck. Rent-A-Girlfriend or
what
something like
that. What the
fuck? I don't know. I saw it on the internet, and I was going to bring it up. Yeah, Rent-A-Girlfriend.
So what was cringy about it?
It's anime. Just the- and the name, Rent-A-Girlfriend.
Did you see, like, a scene or something that, like,
yeah,
you doubled down and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, I think some girl, you know, obviously they had huge boobs. Okay. And then, like, it showed, like, bare back. I was like, oh, yeah, this is for dudes who don't shower. You know? So.
For dudes who sweat grease.
Yeah. For the incel.
Ew.
Yeah. Let's look it up, folks.
You look it up. I'm not looking that up on my phone.
Yeah, I'll look it up. It's your Wi-Fi.
My girl's going to say something if she sees the history.
Rent-A-Girlfriend hentai.
That's what it was? No, anime or a hentai?
It's anime.
Oh.
But I'm sure if I put in, oh, wow, there's two seasons of it. Rent-A-Girlfriend is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated, yada, yada. What's it about?
I mean, it's in the title.
Yeah, obviously you rent a girlfriend. Is Rent a Girlfriend ended? Give me the fucking synopsis. Here we go. The Wikipedia.
Because we're actually here for the plot this time.
I want to see what fucking loser. All right. Can't pronounce her name. Is dumped by his girlfriend after dating for a month. Then he decides to use an online dating app to rent a girlfriend, a beautiful and attractive girl. However, he becomes to think she is inauthentic. He gives her a low rating. He gets berated, yada, yada. Later, other girls from Rent a Girlfriend. Okay, this looks fucking lame.
Holy shit. Imagine, like, being so fucking down on yourself. Your girlfriend of 1 month broke up with you, and you go instantly to, like, order a bride.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
It's one step removed from, prostitute. It's not... What's the fancy prostitute called?
An escort?
Yeah, it's like a step below... So he gets berated. So this cuck gets berated, realizes she's meaner than expected. This is fucking lame. And it has two seasons.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so like that's what one of the characters look like.
What the shit, dude?
So you know losers in their basement are beating off to that, looking up Rule 34 porn.
Dude, when you're down bad and horny, it doesn't take much, man.
Yeah.
Has a whole body pillow of it.
My body pillow stands on its own now.
That's disgusting.
She crunchy.
I call it the husband stitch.
What does he use? Lentil soup?
The warm lentil soup. You only microwave him for 2 minutes at the perfect temperature.
Then he eats it after. That's what kills me. Oh, man. That show wild.
That show wild, folks.
Oh, man.
That's so gross, though.
Yeah, fucking your pillow.
No, yeah, I mean, I meant the anime, but
yeah,
that too. Dude, I always wanted to get you guys one just as a gag gift.
Japanese anime body pillow.
I'm going to get you all the two-sided ones. Like, one side's clothed and the other side is, like, bikini.
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. I'll never use the clothes side, dude. Shh, it's okay. Just let me flip. Oh, yeah.
Why is the naked side so yellow? Do you ever watch it? No, I like the musk.
It's marinade. Oh, man.
Mom, where the fuck are my pizza rolls?
Yeah.
God damn it, Mom. I told you not knock next time. Next time me and Comey are having dinner, fucking knock, dude.
Why the fuck is she clean?
I just did your laundry.
Mom, where are my jars? Mom, why are my jars clean?
What?
Cum jars.
Ew.
What?
That's a thing?
Yeah. People Ew. Like put little figurines into a jar and like splooge in the jar and like fill it up. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a thing. You know,
never that? Heard of that in my life.
Well, you, if you want to take it a step further.
I'm not going to look it up.
Don't look it up, but I'll tell you. Apparently, like, bronies. That's like a brony thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's right. Bronies exist, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck are bronies?
You don't know what a brony is?
Wait, a it's bro like, pony?
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. So they're like.
You got the idea. Well.
They're like guys, pony, right?
Yes.
So they're like guys that really enjoy My Little Pony.
Oh, my.
A little too much.
But they're like our age.
What the fuck?
And they like it a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so, like, Cinnamon Sparkle looking, like, extra thick in that one episode. Like, that's, like, the type of shit. Anthony saw one because, like, a dude pulled up to his job and whipped out a fucking My Little Pony wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was at Dollar Tree.
Dude.
You see all walks of life at Dollar Tree, man.
That's...
It's like Walmart, but worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people that buy groceries at Walmart. I mean, like, I'm not trying to, like, disparage, you know,
Super
like,
Walmart, it's got some stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, like, I'm not bagging on it, you know, like, I've bought...
Careful, don't be,
I've bought groceries from Walmart. I've never bought groceries at fucking Dollar Tree other than snacks.
You haven't bought the dollar steak at Dollar Tree?
No, I remember your coworker's like, it's pretty good. I'm like, that's like grade D steak.
That's like horse meat, yeah. Minced horse meat.
She's like, I like the ribeye. I'm like, there's not an ounce of fat in this shit.
Yeah, it's paper thin.
Yeah.
It might as well just be freezer meat.
I don't think I'd give my dog food like that.
I don't know, man. We sold it. People bought it. People bought, oh, God, they bought deli meat. They bought steaks. Ugh, it was terrible. Have you seen that meme? And it rings true. It's no. Like the Dollar Tree has one employee working at the front, and he or she's fighting for their life. It's true. They literally just have one cashier.
Yeah, they only the get. Front. I consider Dollar Tree to be busy when I see like two cashiers.
Yeah,
one time I saw three and I was like, "Oh shit, they're fucked up right now."
Yes, the worst is like, yeah, like you're trying to man the cashier, and then someone's like, "Oh, I want like 50 fucking balloons blown up," and you're like, "Great, now how am I gonna do this?"
You gotta call out on the intercom.
I need backup. Backup on register one, please.
So, actually, I've never deep dived. So how many people are working like per shift?
So when I was there, you had like two managers.
Why do you need two?
And at times like two or three
associates.
And usually it was the two managers and the other two associates were like in the back doing inventory or moving stuff from the back to the front. And then they had an associate being a cashier,
yeah,
ringing people up.
I feel like restocking at a dollar store is kind of like a one-man job.
I'm just telling you, man, there was always like two or three managers always there and like one or two cashiers.
Wait, and you worked at the Dollar Tree?
I did. I worked there.
Once upon a time.
Oh, gosh.
It's like straight out of high school.
No, I was dating Denise when I worked at Dollar Tree. Like, we were first started dating.
That's what I mean, like straight out of high school.
Yeah, so it had to be like summer of 13 to
like 15. I know you worked there for like a year or two, right?
It felt a lot longer than that.
I bet.
Yeah, probably like the 15. Yeah, I turned, god damn, yeah. Yeah, I think I was there like 2 years. 2 years too long. Yeah, it was I mean, it was a job, but
dude, I don't even want to make a joke about that. I just feel bad.
I just feel bad for him. I know.
I don't even want to say anything, like...
yeah.
I'm just so humbled right now.
They were good to me. The management was. Because they were like, hey, I'm going to school. Like, I'll fucking see you when I come back. And they're like, all right, cool. Like, see you in 2 months.
Yeah.
And they always kept me on the payroll.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, I wasn't getting paid, obviously. But I could just seamlessly come in from, you know, break.
Yeah, imagine like Dollar Tree has like amazing benefits that nobody knows about. It's like, yeah, you guys get like fucking like
you get a 401k,
6 months paid leave because you're going to school. We'll just cut your pay in half.
That'd be yeah.
Can you imagine?
That would be nice. I mean, they got some Dollar Tree as a company has some money. They bought Dollar General out a while back.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was big news in the store when we bought Dollar General.
We're fucking rich now.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember one of the managers like, dude, did you hear we bought Dollar General? I'm like, I don't care. Can I go on my break? You know? Oh, man, that job fucking sucked, dude. I hated working at Dollar Tree, but it paid.
That's retail.
That's, yep.
Did you guys have that fake me out foo-foo, like, reflection mirror glass joint at the office?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
yeah, everyone the has double one. Side. Yeah, the double mirrored or whatever. Yeah, it's the... Fuck, it's the... In the fair... Not fair.
It's like right behind the fucking balloon section.
Yes, correct. Yeah, if you walk in... It's where's the Ross and the One Life at? What's Rolling Valley Mall?
Yeah.
That Dollar Tree. So literally, if you walk in and look right, that's where the office is with mm-hmm. the double-sided mirror or glass.
I remember as a kid, I would always like cut my hands over my eyes and try to like look inside.
It's so
disorganized.
Disorganized and like just, you know, underwhelming.
Yeah, it's just like a chair and a desk with like a shit stack of papers. Like,
yep, shit, money counter, a safe,
yeah,
one computer. Yeah, it was, yep, that's where you get tallied out at the end. You get your little register thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good times, good times.
Did you ever miscount the register?
Yeah, every now and then I'd be short or I'd be, or have more. I definitely was, yeah. That's how they kept track if you were stealing.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep. Good old Dollar Tree.
This shit brazy.
Yeah, it was brazy, man. I don't think I'd ever. I mean, duh. I would never go back. I make too much fucking money now to go back. But I have always kicked around the idea of getting a second job.
Like a night job, like a weekend job.
Yeah, just something to do on the weekends. Get a little cash flow.
You like bartending.
Eh.
You'd be that guy's like, hey, you guys know, do you guys ever want something to like listen to? I got like a podcast.
Yeah.
Small talk with the.
Wow, dude, you're really depressed. You're really slugging away these whiskey sours. I got a podcast that might get you out of your depression.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That'd be fun because I do like, I don't know, bar people are interesting folk. I'm sure I told a story. Some woman was telling me about how, like, women will suck your cock and shit like that.
What?
Yeah. I never tell this story.
No.
So, this is back in college, post-fraternity, like, our annual, like, celebration, right? So, we do, like, a formal dinner as a fraternity, and then, like, we all kind of just hit the bars. So, we were at this one bar, you know, we're doing our thing, we're getting our drink on, and I go up to the bar with my friend, or... You know, and I order my drink, and this lady is like, "Hey, you," because we kind of dress up, right? They're like, "Hey, what do you guys dress up for? You know, are you here for a wedding?" Like, no, we're students. You know, this is our fraternity thing. She's like, I can't remember how we got to like women. But it was a drunk woman. She was like, you know, women say they'll suck your dick until, but like the minute they get that ring on, it all goes away or something like that. I remember being very drunk and being like, I want to hear more about this dick sucking thing.
The selective listening.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I heard. I heard those two words, my attention and me, like.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah. Ears perked up, neck snaps. Like, what did you say? So, yeah. Tying that back to being a bartender, you can hear stories like that all the time. For the
I don't know.
Four
I feel like,
hours.
I feel like to be a bartender, I would be a terrible bartender.
Same.
Because like I don't like drinking.
Well, you'd be a great one because you're not drinking on the job.
Well, no, because the thing is like, you know, a lot of like, you know, bartenders, if you're like cool,
mm-hmm.
people will be like, yo, come on, take a shot with us. Oh,
do a shot with us.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, no, I can't. But then you can't say no because
right,
that's bad service.
And then, yeah, you can chart more money for shot-a-roonies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean? I mean, more money, but you know, like, let's do shots. You say, no, I don't want to. You know, you could, that could kill the mood. They don't want to order more shots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, that's this money lost. Fucking lame.
You're a fucking cop, bro. No, I have to drive in 2 hours. Yeah.
I tell you one time, man, like, I was, as a cashier, I was shooting the shit with this dude, you mm-hmm. know, it was kind of slow, mm-hmm. and he's like, and, you know, I guess we hit it off in his eyes, and he's like, you know what, he's like, you motherfuckers seem cool as shit, he's like, if you guys ever need a plug for shrooms, I got you, I'm like, I was like,
thanks,
I was like, thanks, man, he's like, yeah, 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 here, take my number, I was like, fuck.
Dude, that happened to me at Dollar Tree, man.
What do you
mean? Not mushrooms, but like kind of a similar thing. You know, I was talking to this dude. He's picking up like solo cups, pong balls. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know, my intuition is saying you're having a party.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, we're having this party. Here, take my number. Like, just come through after your shift. And I was like, yeah, man, totally. And just fucking never plug that number into my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that fucking dude? Fuck. He lived by Suki. We were like 18, fresh.
Fabrizio?
No, it was like a, he was like an older white guy.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He fucking
that was dating his hot neighbor?
Yeah.
Yes.
That dude just reeked of alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we met him at Dollar Tree. Well, that's how I met him at first, was at Dollar Tree. And then I saw him in Suki's neighborhood.
You're like, oh.
Like, hey, it's that guy. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Simpler times.
Yeah. It was cool. He was cool, but he was weird at the same time.
Right.
Like, he's definitely like hungover somehow, but he wanted to play football with
us.
A bunch of high schoolers.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. Yeah. It was one of those cool guys you keep at an arm's length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave off the vibe. It's like, I peaked in high school, but like I party hard now to make myself feel young.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
That'd be fucking wild if he's a fan. Or
Suki still talks to him. He's like, hey, you know
what? Yeah, actually, we keep a regular correspondence. He's actually my first patient.
Oh, my God.
That'd be funny. Yeah, Suki's going to be getting patient soon.
Yeah, he's got one he's about to sign for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should cut him an ad. You know? Like, do you live in the Richmond area? Do you want your teeth cleaned at a fraction of the cost?
For money.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, you still got to pay to do that shit,
dude,
right?
Do you think the I don't think the university pays you to do that, though, because you're getting paid in experience.
Right.
So, like, those discounted, you know, dental checkups is just going
to
be,
straight to the,
you know.
Yeah, the School of Dentistry.
It's whack.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, that was my question. You still have to pay. Mm-hmm. It's not free, mm-hmm. but it's like a reduced cost.
Do you remember that that incident where people were like, I think college athletes should get paid.
They do get paid now.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So how come like medical students on campus don't get paid?
They don't generate revenue like football does.
They aren't D1.
Yeah, they aren't D1 athletes. Yeah, well, okay, I guess so students, like so the university doesn't directly pay the student. A student can get paid through endorsements now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, yeah. So if they, like, sign with, like, Reebok or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, if you're local, you know,
Well, that's totally different, though.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, the university isn't cashing a check to these students.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's endorsements.
Yeah, yeah, if you get sponsored, I mean, that's completely different, you know, like, this.
Well, yeah,
the college has no control over that.
Correct. Correct. Which was a big deal.
It's like, you know, if you're a college student, you have like a YouTube channel. It's like, no, you can't be making money.
Right, the NCAA would be like, right, you can't make any money off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't stop you.
Yep, now they can't.
They can't.
Yes, cannot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were they doing it before? Like, you can't sponsor our student.
So I think
that's fucking weird. It's like, you can't make money because we're making money off of you.
Pretty much.
It was
super fucked up. And kind of, I guess, like, I don't know. It was very outdated. Now it's changed. Now these students who are practically almost professional athletes can get paid, you know? Like, if you're playing at the highest caliber of D1 football.
Yo, like imagine colleges, they start enforcing girls with OnlyFans.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. College girls with Only. He's like, so is this you at Cheetos? You know? Are these your feet?
Yeah. You have to claim that as your, like, a source of revenue on your FAFSA. You know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm an independent contractor. Yeah, let's expand on that. Let's expand as your independent contractor.
So how does that work? Like, what? Having an OnlyFans, you have to, like, fucking fill out your social security number and shit, and, like, you know what I mean?
Imagine you're, yeah, it, like, tax-wise.
Because the IRS is going to get their pound of flesh.
Oh, yeah, they want it no matter what. But, yeah, I don't know. Well, because, yeah, because they're not tips, right? OnlyFans, that's a subscription. That's paid services, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's taxable, to my knowledge.
I mean, you still
we're not CPAs.
You still get taxed on tips, too.
Mm. But if it's cash.
If it's cash, that's different.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, I worked at this one restaurant where you would have to count your cash, mm-hmm. and then it would be plugged into the system.
Gotcha, so gotcha. You. That sucks.
Yeah, it did suck.
yeah, I'm sure... You know, I'm sure there's a way to file. I'm sure, yeah, you can just file as an independent contractor.
1099 it?
Yeah, 1099, yeah.
How much? Dude.
We should get a fucking CPA on and have them break down the 1090, the wildest 1099.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like you know, like as a girl with an OnlyFans account or a person with an OnlyFans account.
Because I'm sure, like, strippers have to file taxes. And then I'm sure they got to do like a 1099 or yeah, they get a 10.
That's what I mean, Lo. You're like, you got to have this conversation.
They probably get like a real W-2 because that's a job.
Like, you got to have this conversation with your CPA. It's like,
how?
Hey, you know, yeah. It's like, so OnlyFans. So, like, my dorm room is like.
It's a write-off.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, my college education is a write-off.
Because it's self-investment. Oh, my God. You could be making so much fucking money and get an education. Bro.
Oh, we cracked the code, folks.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Cracked the code.
Oh, my God, dude. If you're a hot girl, you could be fucking getting an education and, like, making cash.
For free?
Yeah, because 1099, because if you file as 1099,
yeah.
You can fucking...
It's a write-off.
It's a write-off, yeah, because now it's self-education.
Yeah.
So, like, you're taking, like, self-improvement classes, you can write that shit off.
Oh, my God. Dude. That'd be so fucking awesome.
Yeah, because my buddy took like an online class when I was working with him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, talk to our CPA, dude. Like, we can write that shit off. I'm like, no fucking way. He's like, yeah, dude, I just wrote off like $3,000.
We should totally get a CPA on to break this down for us.
I don't know any off the top of my head.
Neither do I, but
I can ask around. I'm sure we'll find somebody.
I could reach out to the old fraternity. I'm sure someone's a CPA there.
You know who might be? Tina. Tina's an accountant.
We should ask Tina.
Tina might know.
Tina. Yeah.
She has bangs now.
Okay. Good for her. and that's Tina talk. Oh, she went to... Do you see her IG story? She went to that restaurant?
No.
Oh, okay. So she went to some restaurant, and on her story, they had these desserts that looked like fried... It was like a cone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a fried cone with stuff in the middle.
Okay.
But the cones looked like a raw cone, you know? You know what I'm talking about.
Of course I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they look like something like you would roll a spliff in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I thought that was very funny. And that's the story.
Okay.
Well, I messaged her.
I thought there was something more to that.
Well, I DM'd her. I'm like, not the cones. She said it was not very good. So,
man, I want ice cream now.
Ice cream.
Eh. I'm always, dude, I'm a fucking Dairy Queen fiend, bro.
Dude, I've been eating more.
Down, though?
My Dairy Queen intake has, like, doubled this year.
Really?
I've been eating more Dairy Queen, yeah, like, the last couple months I haven't, like, my entire life.
So, my new joke hanging out with the cousins now is, like, I'm like, oh, shit, you guys hear that? And you're like, what? I was like, no, my bad, sorry. I thought I heard somebody say they wanted Dairy Queen. They're like... They're like, bruh.
Guess we gotta go.
Yeah,
go
now it's like a tradition. So, like, if I drop that, I'm like, Dairy Queen, everybody, then we all fucking go.
Gotta go to the Texas stop sign. Have you had any of their new flavors, their new blizzards?
They've got some like Summers or whatever. They've got like the Mint Brownie Blast or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
I had, let me see, Blizzy flavors. Not the Glizzard.
The Glizzard.
It's when you stick your, Dairy Queen hot dog in the.
Some Tropical Booty Blast.
Tropical Booty Blast. So they got Oreo Dirt Pie Blizzard, which I've had. It's pretty good.
That. I don't know. I don't like the candy.
You don't like the worms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me neither.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on the same page.
Caramel Fudge Cheesecake Blizzard. Eh. Very Cherry Chip. Cotton Candy.
Oh, went too far.
Girl Scout Thin Mints, which I like. But my beef with the Girl Scout Thin Mint is...
They're not Girl Scouty enough.
No, the ice cream they use is vanilla ice cream. They just dye it green.
Oh, whack.
Yeah, they don't use...
So like it's not like mint ice cream.
Right.
Oh, that's so lame.
It is lame. So, like, I saw it, right? Like, they gave it to you, and it looks green at the top. I'm like, oh, sick.
Then you were expecting, like, a Shamrock Shake type of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was expecting, like, mint ice cream with Girl Scout Thin Mints, kind of, like, grinded up into it.
Oh, bullshit.
Like, eating... It'd be, like, sucking down a menthol. It'd be so minty. Drumstick with peanuts. Oh, that'd be pretty good.
Oh, I think they do, like, just the drumstick tips, you know, the best part.
The best part. Yep. Just the tip.
Dude, I'm still trying to find those fucking Little Debbie ice creams, bro.
Little Debbie ice cream.
Yeah, so Little Debbie came out with a fucking all these flavors. So they got like the cosmic brownie flavor, the nutter butter flavor.
Dude, the cosmic brownies triple hard in the paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said as an ice cream, it tastes exactly like it. Mm-hmm. You know, so people are like rating it. They're like, oh yeah, 7 out of 10.
It's a 4 out of 7.
I think they said like the Swiss roll was like fire.
Swiss roll?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, let me Jamie, pull this up.
Bertrand.
Oh, yeah. Little Debbie. Oh, yeah. Little Debbie ice cream.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm about to dive in. Oh, splash. Oh, wait. I should probably Google flavors, too. Yeah, we should get a HDMI cord, hook it up to the TV, so we can just, you know, just...
Yeah, we probably need, like, a 15-foot cord.
They make them, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
What, man?
You all right, so they got oatmeal cream pies. cosmic brownie. zebra cake, honey bun, strawberry shortcake rolls, Swiss rolls, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Nutter butters.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
I think those are my favorite out of all the Little Debbie shit they got. I'm about to die. Should we just make that a button?
Just that part? That,
let's take our time to die.
Do you remember Neighbors Know My Name by Trey Songz?
No.
Oh. Really?
Ew, what?
Hold you don't know Neighbors Know My Name?
No, that just clicked with me, though.
Yeah. When is the chorus?
Yeah, imagine I live in an apartment and it's just like, shut the fuck up, Donovan. Yeah. Oh, I do know the song. Stop. Why are you trying to make us horny, bro?
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Dude, I got to send you this shit from fucking Sup Dog. So there's this Vietnamese artist named Thuan An, which is like my Vietnamese name.
Okay.
And oh my God. So everyone's busting my balls about this shit because they found out what my Vietnamese name is. And they kept associating. He's like this. I don't know. Would you consider him a drag? He's not a drag queen. He's just a very.
That's just his style.
Yeah. He's just a very. I guess you could say.
Effeminate?
Deal. I don't know.
He's a Vietnamese Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But like 10 times fruitier.
Mm.
Is it this one?
Yeah, with a very thick
pedal. Oh my God, I found it. Okay. I'm about to send this shit out. Okay, play that shit.
Yeah, chef.
This.
You send it on IG or?
Yeah, IG.
All right. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, bop. All right. Here we go.
I love the way you scream, baby. Wow.
Oh, man.
I can imagine when you feel good. You scream that way too, huh?
He's trying to. Someone commented, "He's why are he trying to make the audience so horny?" Ah, oh, fuck! I put on. God.
I love the way you scream, baby.
You went off of it.
Yeah, this has got to.
Wow, I could imagine when you feel good, you scream that way too.
He's got big hair.
I love to listen.
Higher
to
the hair, yeah. The taller the hair, the closer to heaven.
It's so funny because he wears makeup, but he still has like a little like stash,
right. Kind of like Prince.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's better comparison. Don't ask me to translate because I don't know what he said. Rich, take it away.
So is he going to sing or is he just doing crowd?
He is a singer.
Yeah.
Rich, can you seriously translate? Because I can't.
I mean, all I know is that he's just talking to the audience. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I like his fit, man.
Thank you for being such a great crowd, he said.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh my God,
bro!
Oh
I can't understand like strong accent Vietnamese, like you know, like northern folks.
That's me though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, like the way that y'all say shit, it, like, I'm
about to confuses me.
Scrambles your brain. Yeah, I thought he was gonna get into a song.
Brand new Air Force, huh?
Air Force, <Juan.
laughs> yeah, classic,
classic. Yeah, dude, I was at a Richard's Sporting Goods. And I overheard a customer talking to an employee. He's like, he was like, Air Force, they're Air Force, like, what number? And, like, you know, mental constipation. I really just did not say Air Force Juan. The customer was not, you know, Vietnamese, but that's just so ingrained in my brain.
You know, I've never had a pair. Never had a pair of Air Force Ones.
Dude, really? They're going up in price, man.
No, really? Fuck,
nah,
really?
Dude, they're only $80, $90.
No, they're like $120 now.
I thought they were really? Like $60.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They're like $120 now.
Because white girls like wearing them. And
yeah, they moved. They finally moved off the Fila shoes to ibuprofen-looking Jones.
Oh, do you remember the dinosaur stompers from Fila?
No.
It was like 2017, 2018. The Disruptors. Oh, man. Name is not my name. These chunky. Oh, God. They still sell them.
These?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the ones I'm talking about. The ibuprofen-looking shoes.
Yeah, the Disruptor. Those the dinosaur shoe. Yeah.
Dude, my cousin has a pair of those. I'd be clowning her.
Yeah, you should. As you should.
What are you wearing, bro?
Ooh, they got them in pink and green. Crazy colorway.
Oh, the prices dropped. So now they're like an even 100.
Jesus.
Yeah, for kids, Richard, they're like $85.
Really? The one that I got, because I'm a size 12, I just bought my...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just bought
my... got big feet.
Big socks.
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
I love that video, man. And when he says same thing. Yeah, I've never owned a pair of Air Force Ones either.
I wanted to get a pair for... my girl went for her birthday, but she wanted plushies instead. So that's
plushies, a squishmallow.
No, I got her this. It's called Tato potato. It's like a giant squishy. I'll show you. I'll send you a picture.
Tato potato. All right.
But yeah, man, they're cute.
Plushy. Aw, yeah, okay.
It's a potato with little arms and legs, and he's just semi sad.
I can relate. I can relate.
Yeah, man. They're cool.
Plushies.
But maybe I think this is the year I'll buy myself. If I get converted at my company, I'll buy myself an Air Force.
Air Force Juan.
Air Force nice. Juan.
I recently bought some Asics. I'm going to beat the hell out of those for about 2 years. And then I'll figure out what I'm going to get next. Some white Asics. So, yeah. I wonder what the next It shoe is going to be, you know, because it's like the Blazer is kind of cool, right? Well, it was cool for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a sneakerhead. That's the thing with me. Like, I never understood the hype. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, damn, like, yo, did you guys cop this shit?
Yeah. You know,
like, I understand
like
it.
Like, reselling them and all that. It's insane.
No, like, bro, they got to be dead stock for it, though. Like, you cannot wear them. You cannot, like, crease them. You can't, like.
Yeah.
You can't even look at it.
Keep it on ice. Yeah, motherfuckers will
like
pay
the Nike,
hundreds of dollars for them.
The, like that one Deadstock shoe, the Nike Freddy Kruegers. Yeah, I remember when those dropped and like everyone was like, I was looking at it, I was like, man, that's an ugly ass shoe. But you know how much they resell for now? Like fucking
a couple thousand,
shitload of money, bro.
Yeah, no.
Wow, those are ugly. Oh, and they're Dunks. Holy shit.
How much are they now?
$45,000.
And they resell for a couple hundred, I think.
Ever since Travis Scott,
I mean, they retailed.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, they started getting expensive because Travis Scott had like a collab with SBs.
Yep.
And like, that's why SBs got expensive.
Yep.
Because I got one of these European pairs. It's called the ACGs. And I won it through a raffle.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, I won a pair of ACGs through raffles. And like, you know, they weren't dropped in America at all.
Get your mouth on that mic.
They weren't dropped in America.
Okay, you didn't have to change your voice.
But, I ended up selling them for like, what, $300? And like, damn. I think they're going for like $600-$700.
Fuck. Damn.
And I'm like, damn. Should have
held on.
I should have held on to them.
Damn, that's like stocks, bro. Sold it at the bottom, dude. You didn't sell it.
I was so disappointed, bro. Nah, it was just the fact that like the tip of the shoes had like a small scratch. Like,
Yep.
That so sucks, like, you man. Know.
I mean, that kills retail. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
Like, collectability and shit. You know, it's like, dude, you got to like Pokemon card collector packs or whatever. Like, that box looks fucked up in any way. It's like, I don't want this shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to look good sitting on my shelf.
It's not going to look good in the jar. A little callback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hungry?
What?
You hungry?
I'm all right. What time are we at?
Hungry.
An hour and 5.
Yeah, we can get out of here.
And now we're at an hour and
3, 2, 1.
An hour and 6.
We can get out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye. We love
you. I'm singing with the boys. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being dudes. Guys.